We got a couple of things to cover here. We're going to start off with some practical advice on how to, I think it's how to leave a holiday party, because I found this the other day. And when I find something, where did it go? When I find something I think we can use for the show, I always say, oh, okay, I'm going to mail this to myself. And then that way we can, you know, talk about this later. So this is how to leave a holiday party without being rude. Are you interested about any of these tips?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Number one way to leave a holiday party without being rude is bring your host or hostess a gift. They say this is the most basic tenet of party attending etiquette, is don't show up any empty-handed, not just for holiday parties or those you have to leave early. It's all parties. They say a small token, like a little box of chocolates or a darn cute set of Santa butter knives or something like that, is just the ticket to compensate for your short attendance. So that means you care enough about going to Jill's party that you bought her a little set of Santa butter knives, but you still got to leave early. So Jill won't think, oh, well, Fallon came over and she bailed out early. She obviously didn't give a shit about my party.
I threw a bonfire this summer. I think it was like the weekend of Chase's wedding. And Harry, my friend, brought a sunflower growing kit as a gift. And then Tina's friend, Tom, who is now my friend, brought a nice bottle of booze. And I was so surprised, because I was like, it was not a situation where I thought people would bring anything at all. I didn't want them to feel that way. But it was so, just shows like the thoughtful kind of people they are, you know?
Yeah. Another one, to leave a holiday party early, tell the host in advance. One of the best ways is to let the host know, hey, I can't stay too long, or better yet, send them a text the day before. That way, when you check out midway, they're not going to be surprised and they're not going to be offended and wonder what they did. Another way to get out early is get there when the party starts. So
yeah, that's what I do.
You get there as soon as it starts. That'll give you some relatively uninterrupted quality time to catch up with the host before other people get there. And then you can even help them set up and cut the brownies or take the cake out of the oven or whatever it is.
That one's for sure my play. I always get there early so I can leave early.
I'm kind of the same way. Bring a believable excuse. They say don't make it dramatic or extreme. As a matter of fact, the more mundane, the better. Like, I've had a headache all day, or I got to get up and work tomorrow. I mean, that's mine for the most part. It's like, I get up early in the morning. So, you know, on a weekend, it's like, I'm kind of, I don't really make an excuse.
Yeah, weeknights, it's pretty easy for us to use work because it's not an excuse. It's legit. Like, I'm not going to stay out late and be miserable the next day. The only time I do that is for an actual work event. Like Jingle Ball, we'll be out later than I normally would be, and that's fine because it's a work event and it's random. But then on weekends, now I have a built-in child.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Here's another way to get out of your party early. And you know what? I mean, you might be the kind of person that's like, I'm not leaving a party early. I'm there till the bitter end, and some people are that way. Another tip is have a great time while you're there. So don't look bored and check your phone all through the party. And I'm sure there are people who do that. Make an effort to be sociable and contribute to positive party vibes before you bail out. Another one, compliment the host. Who can resist praise?
Yeah.
They put a lot of work into this party. Mm-hmm. They worked on it. They bought groceries. They bought booze.
Comment on how beautiful their home is.
Yeah.
People love that.
Fawn over the recipes or the booze or whatever. And they say do it within earshot of the other guests, who can then say, oh, yeah, that is the best baked brie that I've ever had before. Say goodbyes discreetly. So if you need to disappear in a hurry, don't walk up to your host or hostess while they're in a circle of like jolly neighbors and go, hey, sorry, Brian, I got to bail out early. So you wait till they're alone and then say, hey, thanks for letting me come. We had a great time, because that. Yeah.
I'm big on an Irish goodbye, even to people
The next and last one. An Irish goodbye is where you just leave. They say it's not a bad idea. Sometimes a host might appreciate being ghosted. It's not necessarily rude, because leaving unannounced might be preferred over an avalanche of goodbyes.
Yeah.
So in other words, if Fallon's leaving the party and everybody's like, oh, Fallon's leaving, goodbye, 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 goodbye. You might say, oh, well, this kind of puts a damper on the party.
Yeah.
So they say just if you already let the host know you're leaving early, just maybe slip out undetected, or maybe with a little wave or a blown kiss from across the room.
Oh, kiss.
And remember, some hosts will think that's okay and some won't. So use your judgment and be sure to send them a little thank you text or call the next day.
I find that all of my friends are my friends for a reason. They understand how I am, that I might just bail, and that's fine with them. Like, I couldn't have someone who would be deeply offended that I had to leave a party early. It just happens.
I'd say the biggest thing that I got out of that is it's okay to leave a party early, number mm-hmm. one. And number two, don't ever act bored at a party. And I don't think I ever do, but I'd be so annoyed if somebody was sitting around acting bored on their phone. It'd be like, why did I invite you?
Yeah.
You know, why did you bother to come? You're going to sit there and be bored and show everybody by being bored by looking at your phone.
I mean, glance
at your phone once in a while, sure.
I will say I have my one buddy, Adam, is like that, but he is very uncomfortable in public settings. And people always, like, when people get the wrong vibe from him, but it's like, no, he just is really uncomfortable in public settings, and his only safety net is just his phone. It's like, most people aren't like that. Most people are probably just being rude, but some people do have that weird, like, they're uncomfortable. But
no, totally get that. Here's an email. Totally different subject now. This is, says, hello, love you all.
Oh, thank you.
If you're out of things to talk about, I'm curious, how do you feel with always having to keep up with today's trends, Instagram, TikTok, etc.? Personally, I'm in love with the recent TikTok videos of the show, and I am 28 for reference. I'm sure younger people also love it. If I were you, I would say hell no, because I want to wear sweats with no makeup on every day as I record. But as a viewer, I've loved being able to see you guys in real life with your chatter. It's so entertaining. Would love if you posted those videos on your Insta page, as I don't frequent TikTok as much. Always on Insta, though. Love you guys. Fallon, your thoughts.
Honestly, thank God for Drake being here, because he does the, like, hard part of that. But I will be honest that, like, I do sometimes get annoyed that I'm like, God, now I have to do TikTok, because you don't want to be the person who's like, now I'm not going to now. And then you are too far behind and everyone's ahead of you. And part of our job is keeping up with pop culture things. Well, TikTok's huge. So, yeah, I don't really want to sit around and think of, like, a creative TikTok video. And then, because Instagram has to compete, they make you do Reels videos, or no one sees your posts anymore if you don't start doing their videos. And so I have to do Reels, even though I really don't want to do a Reels video. But it's, like, part of the game. And so it's annoying sometimes. To summarize, it is annoying sometimes.
It is annoying, but it's part of our job.
It is,
so,
yeah.
You know, we do the best we can. And thank God Drake is here, because I would not even – I mean, I watch TikTok sometimes. I don't really contribute. Every video I think will do well, never has done well. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back. You won't even notice that we took a break, but we are taking one right now. And see, just like that, we're back.
Wow.
I mean, we actually had to take a little break there and do some stuff on the radio, but through the magic of modern technology, mm-hmm. you probably wouldn't notice a gap there. Okay, back to the emails. We kind of were talking about whether
social media
is
up with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where I enjoy it. We all love to get likes. And we're, honestly, it's way different for us, because I'm not bragging, but because we're on the radio, we have thousands of people who follow us.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate that, which makes it a whole lot more fun.
It does.
And I kind of feel bad for people like my niece, who's just like an average woman, and she'll post pictures of her vegetables from her garden, or her pictures of her new cat or whatever, and she'll get like 3 likes.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I mean, that's probably average. So it's a little bit more fun for us, because mm-hmm. every time we check it, there's like something else going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, next one is, it says, don't read my name. Okay. But here's a question. Do you think being gay is nature versus nurture? Fallon, handle this one. Reason I ask is because I'm adopted and I have no blood relationship with my family who adopted me. My adoptive mom was first married to a black man, race doesn't matter at all, and had my sister who is 14 years older than me, and she's gay. I guess that means sister is gay.
Yeah, I think so.
My mom then got divorced, met a white guy. Again, race doesn't matter. I'm not sure why they bring it up, but okay, maybe it's relevant to the story. And had my older brother, who is 7 years older than me. We are all 7 years apart. But they have the same mom, different dads, but both end up being gay. I love them both very much. I don't care that they're gay, but it makes me wonder if it's genetic, being from the same mom, or is it nurture because they grew up together and are both gay? Thoughts. Love the show. Keep up the hard work and great content. Well, I appreciate a really challenging email.
Yeah.
It used to be, and this is the truth, I'm old enough to remember when it was theorized that being gay was, it had to do a lot with your upbringing. For example, if you had like a very strong mother and a weak father, there was a couple of other things that theorized. I remember reading this article.
Mm-hmm.
why men specifically were gay. I don't think that's anything more than just a coincidence. Like, some people are good at tennis.
Yeah.
Some people are good at dancing. Some people are good at music. Like, I know people who can sit down at a piano with no lessons and play a song by ear.
Right.
That is not something that you are necessarily genetically. That's just something that's a coincidence.
Right.
And I think that being gay, I think this is what I'm trying to say, is just one of those natural things that happen.
Right.
It's kind of a coincidence. Oh, well, maybe you're mom wasn't gay and your dad wasn't gay, but you're gay.
I think, and your sister is. Who knows? Yeah.
I think it's a coincidence, but that's really all I know about it. I don't think that it's nurture.
I don't think that either, because I believe that you're born gay, right? Like, you didn't choose to be gay. That's what I believe. So by that definition, it wouldn't be. But, well, I guess she said genetic. But your parents aren't gay. Their parents aren't gay. So then how would that be genetic? I guess. I don't know.
I don't think it is genetic.
Well, I thought that's what she... I don't think so.
I think that's what they're wondering, yeah.
I thought she asked in the email, and I don't think it's genetic, no. But I guess I'm not a doctor or a scientist, so I have no idea. But it is a tough question. I don't know.
You know, it was interesting, and I don't want to, like, spill any beans that I'm not entitled to spill, but on the show on Tuesday morning... we were doing a feature, and maybe you heard it, maybe you haven't heard it. It's called Hat of Vulnerability, which is basically we put all of our names into a hat, and then we pull out names, and then whoever's name we don't pull out has to say something vulnerable. And it can be something like, you know, I'm really afraid of, like, you know, whatever. Something vulnerable. I can't think of an example right now. But Drake's was, he said, I'm gay. And he said, you know, for a long time I told people I was bi. But I'm not. I'm gay. And bi was an easier thing for him to say than straight out gay. And so we spent probably about 15 minutes basically talking about that. And I think it's one of those things where I kind of forget where I was going with this one. But he struggled with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody goes, you know what? I've decided to be gay. You know what? You know what looks better? The same sex.
Yeah.
I think it's just something that from the first time that you're recognizing sexuality, your sexual attraction, you're probably recognizing, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm straight. I don't want to speak for gay people.
I know. I feel like it's a hard thing for us to speak for gay people. So I don't know. I would say that will be for this email, that probably a good conversation to have with their siblings. I don't think it's an offensive question. I think it's a curious question.
No, and I think that's good. I think that we can ask questions about things like that, because if we don't know, we don't know. But I will say that one thing that I got from Drake was how hard it is to fake it. I didn't know that he had to fake it in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you know from the age of whatever you become sexually aware that you're attracted to the same sex or both sexes or whatever, and you know that our societal norm is like, well, boys go with girls and girls go with boys. And especially, I mean, think about it, in middle school when kids are so cruel.
Mm-hmm.
To be different that way, that's got to be really hard.
I can't imagine, yeah.
And there's a lot of kids in high school who are still, you know, thankfully it's changing. I think by high school, a lot of kids are much more aware.
Yeah.
And whatever it is. But in middle school,
I'm sure it depends where you live, let's be honest. But
that's true, too, yeah. I wish we had a better answer for that one, but I don't think that we're the right people to answer for that. I think that if I was going to answer, do you think it's gay, being gay is nature versus nurture?
I'd say nature.
Yeah. If you have any thoughts on that, then let us know, because we'd love to hear from you at ryanshow@kwb.com. That's going to wrap it up for the Minnesota Goodbye this time. And hopefully you enjoyed the emails and the tips on how to get out of a party early, because it's definitely party season. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Minnesota Goodbye.